exercise change.
We've all heard those people say, oh, it'd be great if I would get into this, or this would be really good to do this. Thinking something would be nice and actually being motivated and driven to do those things are two different things. So once we've considered the possibility of change, what then happens either automatically or consciously that actually builds our motivation to take those first steps?
Goals, probably. Having set realistic goals. I guess it does depend on the kind of person you are. If you're not a natural, try new things, challenge yourself, you might need someone to help you make those few steps.
How would you do that?
It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because people are very threatened by
exercise,
especially if they've been sedentary for a long time, they haven't been doing a lot of things. You know, going to the gym's threatening. How would they actually, I guess, mobilise their supports?
It's a difficult one to answer. I guess if they've got a social network, you know, they could try and find people who are in the social network who want to do the same things but, again, are scared like them are. So they try together. You know, there are gyms that are women only. If it's a woman that's doesn't want to go to the gym where there's men looking at themselves in the mirror lifting weights, that kind of thing. If they want somewhere where they don't feel, you know, inadequate. But how you actually go from thinking about it to doing it, I guess, has come down to, you know, you need a drive to do it, and it depending on what their drive is.
So obviously individual, we've all got individual motives for why we want to do the things we do. What, any ideas around the kind of sort of self-talk or anything like that we could start thinking to ourselves to kind of build up the importance of actually getting physical, getting healthy?
Well, I think it's more promoted now. I mean, everywhere, you know, if you do what all the adverts on TV are all about, healthy eating, healthy living. If you do go into hospital, it's all around you, all the posters. Things like smoking that used to be really socially accepted is not becoming, you know, it's now considered actually socially unacceptable. You have to go outside, you can't sit with your friends. I think drinking's becoming the same way a little bit. So I think your environment does help you now. So that must, you know, make people think. And if people are sitting and watching TV, there are those adverts that people have, you know, made the first step, contacted, I don't know what their names are, but, you know, some people that have helped people become fit and lose weight. And it is advertised now a lot more, I think, which if you live in a sedentary lifestyle, you're going to see it more on TV.
So I guess it's just actually consciously trying to engage with that stuff rather than letting it wash over you. Because you're right, there are things everywhere now, and it's still our choice, though, whether or not we want to engage in it. So actually thinking, I am going to spend a bit of time thinking about this, will be useful.
And I think the bottom line is people need to want to do it. It's all very well needing to, but if people don't want to do something, they're not going, you know, it's going to be, I do believe it comes down to a want and an enjoyment. If people don't want to do it, they're going to get to a certain point and then just stop.
Sure, it's like you said before, when you're doing something, you had to love it like yourself. You love the things you do, so that's why you keep going.
Yeah. Mm.